It's morning digestion for May 30th. What is today? Thursday, I think. I always get screwed up when there's one of these Monday holiday weeks. So if you listened to the podcast yesterday, you heard that I had to go like run into the shelter room because there was a tornado supposedly within a mile of the place. Never saw the thing. We're fine. We did spend most of the afternoon and evening watching intensely the local news tornado coverage, which was pretty significant. I think one touchdown in Canton, down, you know, southeast of Dallas, or east of Dallas. But what was going on was a big rainstorm, and in the middle of it, in ways, because it was wrapped up in rain, you couldn't see it, were these tornadoes. So there were minor tornadoes that were in the neighborhood. It's not like the stuff that's going on in Kansas and Ohio and so forth. But, you know, it's enough to keep you on your toes. The headline is, survived it just fine. So in the news today, first of all, write me at host@johngibson.com. I promised to read emails yesterday, but right in the middle of, or as I was about to start to read emails from people, and I'm getting lots of nice emails from people. I appreciate that. Susan ran in and said, you got to do something because there's a tornado a mile away. So I didn't get to read them because I had to hurry up and close the podcast. But subscribe to the podcast, $3.50 a month, which is nothing. I'm making it into something worthwhile listening to, even though it's got absolutely no production value at all. This is not going to be a radio show. There's not going to be jingles. There's not going to be birthday music. Sorry, Helen. There's not going to be sound bites because I'm not going to spend that much time doing it. Okay, so the news this morning. New York Times, big front page expose on the Children's Hospital of North Carolina. Kids dying of weird complications. I guess, you know, it's an interesting read. And you, certainly if you're in that part of North Carolina, you want to know about this. Mueller... Washington Post, his statement highlights a split with Barr. It does. We'll see what Barr has to say about that later. Mueller says, over to you, Congress. That's the Wall Street Journal. It's the take everybody has. Robert De Niro is mad, wrote a column in the New York Times. I don't know why they're running a column from Robert De Niro. But he said Mueller has an obligation to speak to the country. The country needs your voice. New York Times, Dems want him to testify and don't care that he doesn't want to. They may have to subpoena him. He's not going to do it voluntarily. New York Times, D.C. couldn't make up its mind on what he said exactly. It was murky. I mean, basically what he said was, read my report. That's what I've got to say about this. That's my testimony. And it's 400 some odd pages, and, you know, people are lazy. This one in the Washington Post. Hey, did you know that DOJ rule that you can't charge a president has never been tested? So let's give it a test. New York Times, Charles Blow, you know, definitely a Trump hater. Dems, do your damn duty. Trump, he came out this morning. I caught him out in the South Lawn going to the helicopter. Says impeach is a dirty, filthy, disgusting word. Said the whole thing is a scam, a giant presidential harassment. He said, I hope it goes down as my greatest achievement that I've exposed corruption like nobody knew existed. Russia would rather have Hillary. I've been tougher than anybody. He said all that. The Washington Post still wants him to apologize for the Central Park 5 thing decades ago. New York Times, and this was everywhere, actually. Sailors from the John McCain destroyer not allowed to see Trump speak in Japan. And this is the overall story. It's in the Washington Post and elsewhere. Somebody at the White House tried to cover up, you know, tried to have the destroyer John S. McCain moved. When that wouldn't work, they tried to cover up the name, you know, ordering something be draped over the name of the ship. A naval officer saw that and said, bullshit, and uncovered the name again. And they apparently, this was White House goofballs hoping to avoid provoking Trump. In his impromptu news conference this morning, he said, I didn't order that. I don't care about the ship, but, you know. There we go. Wall Street Journal, Iranians using fast boats to lay down mines, which apparently some of those tankers hit. And Russia probably carrying out banned nuclear tests. That's in the Wall Street Journal as well. Both those things are under the Trump heading just because they're Trump problems. Politics. Bernie's problem in the Washington Post. He's not fresh anymore. And people are tired of old white men. Politico says Bernie's problem is connecting with older Democrat voters. That's weird, but I guess that's probably true. Older Democrat voters probably aren't as socialist as Bernie. Washington Post, Lizzie's plans rely on massive wealth tax that the rich will probably be able to avoid. This was hysterical. It's in the Washington Post. I forget her name now, but 29-year-old columnist. Wah! We're not having babies and getting married because of debt, and it's your fault, not ours. Children come with big expenses and no income. Seriously, you know, just shut up. Social justice warriors, Mickey Mouse is so dedicated to aborting babies, no filming in Georgia if the law goes through. Georgia is enacting one of these fetal heartbeat laws, which, you know, essentially bans abortion after about 6 weeks. Bob Iger said, our employees would be so upset about having to work in Georgia, we couldn't do it anymore. In Breitbart, John Cleese, Monty Python guy, bashed by diversity Brits for saying London isn't English anymore. It probably isn't. New York Times, Louisiana moves to ban abortion after heartbeat detected. That's a 6 week thing, so that's Louisiana, Georgia, I guess Alabama too. Washington Post, this is funny. It's a story about a woman. Well, there's two of these stories, but I only listed one of them. But, you know, men have to be very careful about seeking out sex now, because you can just get yourself in a lot of trouble. But not men, not women. There was a story about Elizabeth Gilbert, you know, and her wanton and what would be the word, joyous promiscuousness. I think that was in the New York Times. And then there's this one in the Washington Post about an author who, after a divorce, decides that she's going to go out and bed many men. And this is a story of her bedding these many men. And not a blink. Yeah, it's okay, yeah. Women do this, and we celebrate it with books and funny reviews and so forth. Man, you don't you dare. Tech. Nancy's still mad that Facebook won't take down that phony video that made her look drunk. That's in the San Francisco Chronicle. She was appearing at the Commonwealth Club and was asked about this. And she said, well, it just shows that Facebook willingly let Russia lie to the American people. So she's going all out at Facebook. San Francisco Chronicle, pot delivery company in the SF Bay Area lays off 136 people. Pretty wild, huh? That they'd have that many people out delivering pot. I don't understand it, really, because I guess, you know, if you're a pot delivery person and you get pulled over for a traffic stop of some kind and you got all this pot in the front seat, I guess you get to say to the cop, well, I'm just delivering it. That used to be called drug dealing, but evidently, well, not anymore. So, you know, you're a delivery person. Oh, in that case, well, never mind. You're a drug dealer? Oh, no, you're under arrest. I don't get how that works. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, this is for my friend Ellie in Paris. Iraq, the government of Iraq, has sentenced 7 French ISIS fighters to death by hanging. This is in the Wall Street Journal. And these are Frenchies who ran off to join ISIS. And, you know, we always talk about, the Americans with the Kurds, you know, ended the caliphate, took it all away from ISIS. But the Iraqis were really ticked off, you know, at these ISIS fighters. They're Sunnis. They don't like Sunnis anyway because Iraq is essentially Shia now. So they when they got their hands on these people, they execute them. And so Europe is all upset. How dare you try to? How dare you execute anybody? We're against executions. And Iraq just doesn't care. And these Frenchies are going to hang. So you know, I'm still going to do the morning digestion because I don't know. But I'm going to include all this stuff in the podcast. So if you are tired of listening to two things, you can just, you know, you can subscribe for $3.50 a month and get the afternoon podcast. And it will have this stuff plus my take on all that has transpired during the day. You know, I talked and I asked people, you know, to write me and tell me if they'd rather have these things combined. And so many people did. I am going to combine them, but I'm not going to stop doing the morning digestion because on one hand, it's sort of a promotional device. If you listen to this and you like it, then you'd like the podcast. So kindly subscribe for $3.50 a month. This has now gone on 13 minutes, which is a little long. So I'll sign off now and say see you this afternoon.